Good morning, residents and visitors of St. Martin. I hereby update you on the latest as it regards to Hurricane Tammy. Hurricane Tammy at 5 a.m. was located 265 miles southeast of St. Martin, according to the latest updates from the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. St. Martin remains under a hurricane warning, which means hurricane conditions are expected within the warning area within the next 24 hours. Tropical storm conditions will be felt before this. Residents and the business community must complete all necessary preparations and precautions this morning for the passing of Hurricane Tammy, which is likely to start impacting St. Martin on Saturday afternoon and throughout the weekend. Hurricane Tammy is expected to pass at its closest point, 35 miles east-northeast of St. Martin, early Sunday morning, October 22nd. Maximum sustained winds have increased to 80 miles per hour with higher gusts. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 125 miles from the center, and hurricane force winds extend 25 miles outward. This means we can expect to feel the strongest tropical storm force winds if it stays on the current forecast track. Hurricane Tammy is moving towards the northwest at 9 miles per hour. Please do not become complacent, as further strengthening can take place, and we must always continue to be prepared for changes throughout the forecast period. Stay tuned to updates as we will continue to do so. Residents should have their disaster supply kits in place and all preparations made to ensure your property is storm hurricane ready, and that should be completed during the course of this morning. Businesses must close at 12 p.m. today, Saturday, and remain closed until further notice. The Ministry of Rummy, ESF3, reports that garbage haulers, waste collection companies, are currently making a final pickup of household waste this morning, as the landfill will also close at 12 p.m. today. As such, residents and businesses are asked not to put out any garbage after the last pass today to avoid garbage flying around during the passage of the storm. Garbage haulers will resume once given the directives after the storm have passed. The Civil Registry Department hereby updates that walk-ins planned for today, October 24th, will take place from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for driver's license renewals, as was previously announced. So the Civil Registry Department is open this morning at the Government Administration Building for the driver's license renewals, as was announced for today, October 21st, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The John Larminy Center is the main hurricane shelter and will be opened and manned by personnel as of 11 a.m. this morning, Saturday, October 21st. Any persons who feel unsafe at home can make use of this shelter for a limited period of time until the passing of Hurricane Tammy. Hurricane Tammy could produce 3 to 5 inches of rainfall, along with storm force winds, as was mentioned before, and hurricane force winds depending on any changes in the forecast track. Rain showers and thunderstorms are expected, which could produce flash flooding in flood-prone areas and rockfalls in vulnerable areas during the storm's passage. Once weather conditions start to deteriorate, motorists and pedestrians should be off the road network, and residents should be safely at home to ride out the passing of Hurricane Tammy. Do continue to monitor our weather forecasts, as we will provide updates as Hurricane Tammy approaches. Stay tuned to updates via the official government platforms, government and Met Office websites, social media pages, as well as St. Martin Gov Radio 107.9 FM. I will continue to update you periodically to ensure that you remain well informed. Until our next update, do remain safe, St. Martin.